This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. Again, I want to thank you for joining us and for your membership and support of Joy. It does keep us on air and focused. Tune in, stay safe, and remember, obey the COVID-19 rules. Our continued enjoyment of life depends on it. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and in fact around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au, available on podcast as well. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We bring you opinion, current news, questions and feedback from you, our listeners. We bring you current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio by us, for us. I'm Mac, and my co-host this morning is the legendary Madeline Swain. Dylan is probably listening in. Paul is on panel. Fiona is doing a radio course. Gordon is at home getting ready to do the podcasting. Tass is somewhere in regional Victoria. It's currently 19 degrees, heading for a top of 27. And I want to thank our loyal listeners and the folk who download our podcasts. And to all the Joy members and sponsors and supporters who make being on air possible. It's an honour. Let's get on with it. Good morning and welcome, Madeline.
Good morning, Macca. Thank you for having me.
How are you? How's your week been?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I have come here today not only to share opinions and views, but to actually learn some, because this week I've been asleep. When I say I've been asleep, I mean literally asleep, but not literally asleep at the wheel. I've been in a sleep clinic, so I've just about got all the glue out of my hair, and I've been wired up and had all those sort of tests and data taken, and so I feel like I've been in a bubble of and I've come here to find out what's been going on while I've been away.
So is this to a sleep clinic? Is this to help you sleep better?
Basically, for the last at least 40 years, I've had really, really bad sleeping habits, and people have always said, you should really do something about that. And this year, finally, I went and had some tests.
So bad sleeping habits. What are they? Waking up, not being able to get to sleep, light sleep?
Yeah, a bit of all of it. Not going to bed enough. For years, people used to say, go to bed, Madeline. That was my old flatmate. But I think it started way back in my teens when I had a bit of a trauma. Funnily enough, around the time when I was coming out, probably connected, that my parents went away and I didn't like going to my room to sleep because I thought this is going to sound very concerning, but the posters on the wall were moving and talking to me. A little bit psychotic there. And so I'd sort of sleep on the couch or not. Yeah. And I think it started there, and it's been pretty bad ever since.
So how do you feel after this? Do you think, you've learnt, some ways to help, or
not sure yet because they do all the tests, so it's sort of like overnight, and then through the day that you have these enforced naps where it goes black and you're still all wired up, and then they will go away and analyze all the data, and then I will have an appointment in a few weeks, and they'll tell me more about it and whether conditions or what.
I highly recommend. I love having an afternoon nap. I have, since I retired from full-time work, an hour to an hour and a half, usually no more, in the afternoon is just awesome.
A siesta. Well, there are so many communities and cultures that swear by them, but, you know, Mad Dog's an Englishman, go out in midday sun, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, there's something about, you know, I call it stolen sleep. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, it's a bit... regression to my childhood, Paul thinks. But, you know, it is. But, you know, that you sort of... You're having this, you know, and you think about, oh, you know, everyone else is at work or doing something else and I'm just having a lovely little nap.
I know a few people who swear by them, but I found when I was doing the tests that sort of the first test was quite early in the morning, like 9:30, and I was still wide awake then. But as they went through the day, the more of them I did... the more tired I got and the more I didn't want to get out of bed after them. And by the end, I was just thinking, oh, can I just stay here for the next week?
Would you normally wake up at around the same time each day?
Yeah, I usually wake about 5 or 5:30. Okay. And I am good to go. I'm wide awake, and that's when I do my exercise and everything. And as the day wears on, I become pretty much cactus.
I mean, most of us, you know, out there might be familiar, you know, what's often called a food coma. So after you've had lunch, you've had lunch or whatever, you're sort of sitting there and you're like,
Just,
and there's nothing that shows you more relaxed than when you're asleep on the couch and you're snoring.
Or if you're in a meeting for work that's when it's not good. And those are the things that I've had to decide it was time to address. So I actually had my boss go, were you asleep then?
No, I was thinking. Oh, okay. So do you normally snore when you think they're going?
Exactly. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing this week, and that's why I want to get on top of the world and find out what's been happening.
Well, we're going to hear, you know, from a few people. So our guest today, coming up very shortly, is John Pesutto. John's a former Liberal MP. He was Shadow Attorney General. He's a commentator and lawyer, and he's a regular guest, and it's always entertaining... speaking with John, and you know, he has some good views. Don't agree with all of them, but then again, he doesn't agree with all of mine, so that's all good.
Fantastic.
Bruce Lindsay. Bruce is a senior lawyer with Environment Justice Australia, and Bruce wants to talk about Victoria's outdated environment laws, with particular reference, I think, to species and habitat that's under threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also interested in speaking with Bruce about, you know, recycling. I think all of us get confused about recycling, about what goes in, you know, what bin. I know there's a number of councils, you know, that are having, you know, more than the two bins that a lot of us have. And I'm not against that. I just wonder in some cases where do people put all the bins. But, you know, how successful has recycling been? Following that, we'll wrap up the hour before 11 o'clock, Madeline and myself. After 11 o'clock, Justin Smith, he's a freelance journalist. He actually broadcasts a lot on what used to be known as the Macquarie Network, but is 3RW in Melbourne, 2GB Sydney, 4BC Brisbane, 5PR Perth. So he does a regular show there. He's also a columnist with the Herald Sun. Now, Justin, yesterday put on social media that Margaret Court has been awarded a higher level of gong. Mm-hmm. And there was a bit of discussion about that, but also the discussion was around... he made it quite clear that he wasn't part of the embargoed information. One, because he hadn't been sent it, so therefore he couldn't be a party to the embargo, that he'd been told this by a number of other people. And, of course, you know, there's been a little bit of chatter about that on social media.
Hasn't there, though?
Whether he should or shouldn't have... But he decided it was in the public interest to talk about Margaret Court's upgrading of her award. Fiona Patten, leader of the Reason Party. We're going to speak to Fiona about, you know, is there a national scheme needed to control COVID-19 border closures? Also want to touch with Fiona on... the upcoming conversion practices bill that's coming to the upper house. And we'll also speak to John Pesutto about that. Anna Brown from Equality Australia joining us. You know, that research has shown overwhelming support amongst Australians, you know, for transgender equality. The UN review of Australia and said that there's a number of areas Australia needs to lift its game in human rights, and also the New South Wales One Nation Education Bill proposed by that person with one brain cell, Mark Latham. And then following that, Jeremy Wiggins, your community from Your Community Health, he's the project manager, and also talk about there's a couple of thousand life-saving health services that are available for trans and gender diverse Victorians. So there'll be lots to inform us.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.